Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Well, pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Well, good Monday afternoon. Welcome to a new week of the Eagle Hour on Super Talk Mississippi. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. Opening segment of the show, sponsored as it is every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place to take your family for a great meal and the best place to cater your next event, whether it be large or small. Dickey's has a catering plan to fit every business, church, or home activity. We hope that you'll give them a chance to show you what they can do. Dickey's Barbecue Pit, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg today. The full crew's here. Luke is over in Laurel. Kelly and I here in Hattiesburg, and we're glad you're with us. Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation joins us each and every Monday. And first, before I go to Heath, I'll throw this to you, Luke. This is a special week for former college football players like yourself. This is the week that football officially begins.
Yeah, guys, and Heath may correct me if I'm wrong. I think our guys show up on Thursday and then first practice on Friday. Soccer already reported, and so we're the first day of August, and college football and college sports right around the corner. Back in the day, we would move into the old Van Hall and have some great experiences there. But, yeah, I mean, it's upon us. Golden Eagles will play in just over a month.
Do they not do that now? Do they all live off campus, the football players?
I don't even know. I got kind of confused about 10 years ago. And whereas we could live off campus, but then they would bring us all back for 2 or 3 weeks in Van Hall during two-a-days. But the guys, I think when Fedora came in, they shifted to, like, off-campus housing for everybody. And Heath may be able to bring more clarification than me on that.
Well, actually, I think when Donnie Tindall was here, they were living at the Beau Rivage, weren't we?
Wrong sport.
Oh, okay.
We're talking football.
Okay. Sport.
All right, Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, joins us, as he does each and every Monday. Heath, camp kicks off this week. I mean, what do you think, to be started this way? What are the realistic expectations this year fans should have?
Realistic expectations? That's tough. Look, I think year two, Coach Hall, he got some more pieces in place. I think, you know, for people who are thinking that Southern Miss is probably going to go in and win the Sun Belt, let's temper that back a little bit. I think they're going to be better, but this is a better football conference. So even if Southern Miss is better, doesn't mean they're going to win more games. I feel you're not going to see the blowouts this year. I do think that if you're a Southern Miss fan, six games and a bowl should be a great year. But, you know, I think temperance a little bit on the outcomes. I think, as Coach Hall said many times, year three is what he's looking at.
Yeah. Well, of course, injuries were such a huge factor last year. And, I mean, you have to kind of go into the season almost wincing every time a quarterback gets contacted, Heath.
You do. And look, you already lost a linebacker in Hayes Maples, so that's kind of that hurts a little bit on the defense side of the ball, but you're right. But you look at somebody like a Ty Keys who's added, you know, 16 pounds. Maybe that'll help with taking hits and running the football. But it is a contact sport. And after last season, Southern Miss fans are they're so scared about a guy getting hurt because of all the injuries last year. It was a revolving door of injuries. It was unlike anything I've seen covering sports. I've never seen a team with that many injuries.
And Kelly, there's just not a lot you can do to prevent that. I mean, there's some things, but you can't ultimately prevent it.
And that's what part of the strength and agility, you know, coaches, Coach Ann Carr and his group will be responsible for making sure that they're in as best shape as possible. But it is a contact sport. But the injury situation in any sport is always the biggest piece of the puzzle, and it always seems to get swept under the rug. I mean, part of the reason the Southern Miss baseball season was so great, and obviously we had great players, but by and large they were not banged up last year as a whole like the football team was. And when you have to go eight deep just to put a quarterback out there, for sure, injuries. Man, in football, it's a contact sport, so look out.
All right, Heath, I'll get your take on this, and then we'll go to Luke. I think really the most painful thing to watch last year, with all due respect, was at times the offensive line play. This didn't seem to be very agile. It just seemed that people were running around the offensive linemen. How much improved do you anticipate that being?
I think you're going to see the offensive line be better. Bringing Coach Gregg in, yeah, it was a big deal. The offensive coordinator, offensive line coach. I think it's going to be better. They went to the transfer portal, got some talent from SEC schools to come in. You would feel that just being in year two with Coach Hall and Coach Gregg coming in, they're going to be better. They couldn't, let's be honest, it couldn't get much worse. I mean, it's got to get better, am I right? There's not much. I don't know how much worse it could get at times last season. So I think it only can look up at this point.
All right, Luke. It all starts there, does it not? You have to get better there first.
It does, and I think, and Heath would echo this, a couple of guys we're not talking about right now, maybe like a Calvin McMillan, we will be talking about week two or week three. And sometimes the guys who are better really aren't ready to play by week one. And then you start seeing them being rotated in there, and you look up, you know, week three, week four, and they're starting. Heath, I want to talk about a couple skill guys. Just talk about the obvious. I thought the biggest slight in the all-conference preseason was that Jason Brownlee was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, what a talent he is. He's the number one guy. He's the guy that I feel is going to play on Sunday. But you look at what he did last season, especially towards the end of the year when they ran the super back. If it wasn't for Jason Brownlee, they couldn't have run the super back. His ability to go up and get the ball and outrun corners and on those deep throws and the things he's able to do, if it wasn't for him, that super back wouldn't have worked. So I thought you saw him come. I thought you saw his talent last year. This season, you get a guy that's going to be quarterback, that's got, you know, time to prepare, that's actually been here spring. I think you're going to see a big difference, and I do think Brownlee was left off the list. I think it was a shame. I think a lot of it was maybe people just don't know that much about him. But what he did last year at the end of the season was pretty incredible.
I think another guy
with a running back throwing in the football.
Yeah, absolutely. I think another guy that we may look up week three or week four and making an impact is Latrell Frog Jones in from Pearl River. All right, running back real quick, one quick question. Of course, everything on Frank Gore Jr. And will Kenyon Clay see any time, you know, this year? D. Baker went to be a defensive back, and along with him, what is Janari Dean's role going to be in the backfield?
I think Janari Dean's going to be that guy they want to go in there and kind of like Frank Gore's going to get you the 2 or 3 yards of physical. Do I think Kenyon Clay? I don't know. It's just going to depend on how much he progresses this fall. They may redshirt him, but at 215 pounds, he's the biggest running back they've got right now, really. So you may see him a little bit, but I think probably going to redshirt on him. But Janari Dean is, he's going to be one of those guys they're going to rely on. Bought him in from Mississippi State. Power guy. And they need those types of guys in this offense. Got a lot of running backs, but don't have many power backs. And he can do those type of duties for you.
Well, I think another area that you hope has improved, Kelly Sander, is the defensive line, where they did bring in a number of kids from SEC schools.
It should be. All right. And competition is good for everybody. Iron sharpens iron. The defense as a whole, everybody, you know, outsiders have all said that this defensive unit should be pretty good. So you bring in more talent, which is going to keep fresh players in there more often than not. That can only be a plus. But, you know, on the offensive line, you guys were talking about besides the obvious of run blocking and pass blocking and play execution, one of the things that Coach Hall said a couple of weeks ago in a public speech that he liked about the prospect of this offensive line is that he feels that as a unit, they will much better be able to protect Ty Keyes. You know, protection is going to be key here, no pun intended, because obviously you don't want to be going eight deep. So if they can protect their starter and eliminate greater chances for injuries, that is going to be a real plus.
All right, time for one more question, Heath Hinton. The backup quarterback for Ty Keyes will be?
I don't think there's any question about that. It's going to be Trey Lowe. Trey Lowe's going to be the backup, and Wilkie's going to be third string. Now, Wilkie may later on the season jump up and go and place Trey Lowe as number two, but I think Trey Lowe's your number two guy. Experience in the offense, if something was happening, come in, settle things down. I don't think there's any question about that.
All right, so it all starts Thursday. How do people get on Big Gold Nation? This would be the time of the year to do that.
Yeah, just go to southernmiss.rivals.com and join the site. Right now, that we have a heck of a deal going on. So right now, just to let you know, we have a free trial through the month of August. Promo code KICKOFF22, all capitalized, for any team on the Rivals Network. So come and join us.
All right. Thanks, Heath. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, joins us each and every Monday on the Eagle Hour. Speaking of football, the NFL camps are open. There are 11 Golden Eagles there. Also, some baseball signing news over the weekend. All of that in the next segment. Stay with us.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation joining us at a kickoff of the week, as he does every Monday this time of the year. Also, I want to thank Dickie's Barbecue Pit and Campus Bookmark for their sponsorship of the show. We talked about Dickie's a little earlier. Campus Bookmark, great place for you to buy your upcoming football apparel. Really the only place. Great inventory of Southern Miss merchandise. Wonderful, friendly staff. You can shop them in person 7 days a week on Hardy Street right across from the USM campus, or you can shop them online anytime you choose at campusbookmart.net. Remember, the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is heard each and every day on TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcast, Audible, Apple Podcast, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Luke, some important baseball signings over the weekend. Another confirmed pitcher lost to professional baseball. Get us up to date.
Yeah, so we were kind of on the fence about it. We didn't think Landon Harper might sign with the Braves, but Landon Harper did sign with the Braves. Congratulations to him. He'll actually be on the Eagle Hour tomorrow, so get to talk to him as he starts his career in professional baseball. Dalton Rogers signed for right around $450,000, so congratulations to him. Third round to the Red Sox. So, yes, all five Golden Eagle pitchers all signed, guys. Grimace. Yeah. Yeah, you've lost 10 or 11 now with the portal and with the draft. It's just part of it. But you replenish. Colby Allen, a right-handed pitcher from Starkville, Mississippi, Starkville Academy, signs over the weekend. But two guys I want to talk about. The first is probably, I mean, Tate Parker, unbelievable talent coming. But this is a guy that you're gonna talk about. Matt Edsel, originally, I believe, signed with Texas A&M. But went to Panola College, and in 2 years at Panola College, Edsel, he's an on-base machine. So he batted .328 2 years ago in the abbreviated season. This past year, in 51 games, batted .433, a on-base percentage of over .500. 7 home runs, 49 RBIs, 55 runs, and 20 stolen bases. He's stolen 36 bases in the last 2 years at Panola College. That's the type of guy, you know, that Travis Creel loves to have. I mean, and Kelly, you hear about that, And then you hear about he's going to be matched up also with Tate Parker. That's pretty impressive power speed combos coming in.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have if it gets down to, you know, playing time, those sorts of things. But if just looking at the way too early report on the 2023 Southern Miss baseball team, you might think just because of the personnel changes that have taken place because of the draft, transfer portal, or what have you, just on the surface, you might think this is a team right now that doesn't have as much proven pitching, but they have brought in some proven hitters.
Yes.
So you might just think off the top of your head, okay, this is a team that's not going to be able to maybe pitch quite as well, but to make up for it, they will probably hit much better. So
they're going to hit for better average.
Correct. Correct.
Absolutely. And that, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where we find ourselves next year. What if we had Harper here? You know, what if we had those? But anyway, it is what it is. The last guy that you should know about, this is a big name for anybody that follows South Mississippi baseball. Jackson Parker from Stringer High School played for Wade Weathers. Has been committed to Mississippi State for a while. He signed with the Southern Miss over the weekend. This guy's been playing high school baseball since seventh grade, guys. The only time he hit under 400 was in his seventh grade year, in which he batted 312. As an eighth grader, he batted 420. As a freshman, 404. As a sophomore, 550. As a junior, 586. And just his senior year, 444. Hit 42 home runs, a career batting average of 434, over 200 RBIs. He's signing as a first baseman, outfielder, and a pitcher. Had a Tommy John a few years ago, but this is a big talent. Every Southern Miss fan that I've talked to is tickled pink that Jackson Parker, tickled black and gold, I should say, that Jackson Parker is the new Southern Miss Golden Eagle.
So a lot of punch, no doubt, being added to the lineup. I just wonder if with the departure of so many pitchers, which you might see Dickerson step in and do some relief pitching, Luke.
Yeah, Creek Robertson is a guy we kind of worried about his bat, but Robertson is hitting over. I think he's back up. Is at 400 the last couple weeks in summer ball, and you know he's got a glove out of Madison Central, and that's the one thing you worried about Robertson. You know, can his bat, you know, be in the lineup where it wouldn't be a liability? And he's played really good the last few weeks in summer ball, and just like Matt Adams, guys, Matty Ice is on fire in pitching for Summer League. His last, I'm pulling this off the Southern Miss Baseball Twitter account, his last 14 innings, he's given up one run and struck out 22. So that's a good sign. That's another guy. Yeah. And then, of course, we've got this guy. I don't know if you ever heard of him. His name's Tanner Hall. He's coming back.
He's pretty good, too. Yeah, so we're going to be just fine. I don't think Golden Eagle baseball fans need to be too awfully alarmed.
No, and I certainly wouldn't be alarmed about the pitching staff. I get it.
You got Christian Ostrander.
I get it that you lost those guys, but right. They had some really good guys that have just been waiting for an opportunity. Well, now they're going to get that chance. And with a bolstered batting order, this team could be every bit as good, dare I say, if even better.
Well,
than this
to use an old worn out slogan, this team just reloaded. That's what it did. They're not in the rebuilding process. They're just reloading.
And this is, you know, this is kind of a little dig, but when you have kids leaving Mississippi State to go to Southern Miss, look, let's be honest. 10, 15 years ago, that just didn't happen.
They didn't leave Mississippi State to go anywhere.
Correct. That's right.
And one of the things, and this has been a problem with SEC schools, because of the portal, you'll find kids that have committed to schools for quite some time, and that school will turn their back on them at the last second to go grab somebody out of the portal. And
right.
You know, that's one of the travesties of what this thing is doing. Kids will commit, and then the university, you know, won't come through. So regardless of it, we've got two junior college studs coming in with Parker and Edsel, and probably one of the best hitters in south of I-20 coming in, power hitters. So 42 right. home runs, I'll take it.
And this is when you know, Bob, that your sports programs are good to go. All right, there's no reason to believe that as long as Scott Berry and his crew keep doing what they're doing, there should be no reason to think that it's going to get any worse anytime soon.
That's for sure.
You know, so if football could get to that point, and basketball could get to that point, and some revenue generating sports could get to that point, that's exactly what Jeremy McClain is shooting for, and would ease the financial burdens.
All right, 11 Golden Eagles in NFL camps. Got about 3 minutes. I want to go over this real quickly with you guys. Some names, there's just a couple I want to get to. Mike Thomas, a wide receiver with Cincinnati, probably a lock to make the roster. DeMichael Harris, been on this show, actually.
Yeah.
Great young man. A productive receiver with Indianapolis. Grayson Gunner, a tight end, and Tim Jones, wide receiver, trying out for Jacksonville. But here's the one that interests me the most, Luke Johnson. Nick Mullins now in Las Vegas, trying to find a spot on the Raiders organization. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, Nick's just kind of been he's proven. I mean, there's nobody, if you look at his first, you know, several years of work, there was nobody that outthrew him in yardage than Patrick Mahomes. That's the only one. And so Nick is kind of at that place now. You feel like he's like Austin Davis. I mean, people know what they're getting, and you feel like he can be a quality backup quarterback in the NFL. Of course, it's a Monday, guys. Help me out.
David
quarterback
Carr?
For the Raider Carr. There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just feel like he can do that. The guy that I am most excited about is Tavares Moore from Quitman, Mississippi, with the 49ers. Last year, he tore his Achilles, and he's a guy, I mean, you know, coming out, he ran like 4.3 at the combine, and they inched him in, then he got hurt. But last year was supposed to be the year that he broke out. I'm excited to see T. Moore play.
All right, Kalik Washington is in the Saints camp trying to get a spot on the Saints roster. Here's one more I find interesting. Cameron Tom, a longtime New Orleans Saint, now with the Philadelphia Eagles, this could be his last shot, Kelly.
Yeah, well, and he was spent some time with the Miami Dolphins as well. So anytime you can get an experienced guy that knows what training camp is all about, what it takes to make a team, and has been in the heat of battle with some decent teams. Miami wasn't great, but they were decent. And, of course, the Saints have had good teams. Those are the type of guys that I would want on my roster.
Right. Well, he's Quez Watkins, also on the Philadelphia roster. He's probably gonna make that
Quezel,
roster.
Quez will be the two receiver.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that's not on here, and I guess this article got released right after, but Rashad Hill, who started several years for Minnesota, he's a free agent. He actually got picked up by Washington, so he's a guy. He's going to battle in there.
Mm-hmm.
We always forget about Rashad Hill. You know, he's just like, what, that guy played at Southern Miss? Yeah, he was like a 3 or 4 year starter at tackle for the Vikings. Let's see what he does with Washington.
Well, Raheem Nunez-Rochez has found him a spot with Tampa Bay. He's
got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good organization to be hooked up with. Cornell Armstrong in camp with the Atlanta Falcons, and I think we covered them all there. So we wish all those young men a lot of luck. 11 Golden Eagles with a chance to play NFL football.
Let me tell you what the Saints did. So Cameron Jordan, he had a little kids camp. First thing he did was he had kids tackle a red dummy with the number 12 on it, saying that we're going to sack Tom Brady till the cows come home.
I approve. I'm all for it.
The goat. We'll be right.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank 4th Street Bar Grill for sponsoring the third segment of the show every day. A great place to have lunch Monday through Friday, $9.95. Always got the big game on TV, and it's just a great place to go enjoy sports and good food. 4th Street Bar and Grill. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in now rainy, stormy looking Hattiesburg. And partly cloudy, I gather, Laurel. But, boy, the rain came in here about 15 minutes ago, and the clouds, I should say. And Now it's raining pretty heavily here in Oak Grove, but not too much that we can't talk to our next guest, Melissa Socher, no stranger to the Eagle Hour, although it's been a long time since we've had her on, far too long, owner of Mississippi Made & More. How are you, Miss Melissa?
I'm doing great. It's so good to hear from y'all again. It has been too long.
Well, it has been.
Well, now, you said no stranger to the Eagle Hour, Bob. I thought you told people that there's nobody stranger than me.
Right. Well, Melissa is not a stranger to the show.
You are the strange part of the show.
Okay, gotcha. Be a little damned out about that.
Okay.
Sure, you would agree with that, right, Melissa?
That's right.
All right, Mississippi. So go ahead.
We've wrapped up our baseball season, and we've already flipped the page. We're excited about football. Can't wait.
Well, in the mode. And I know that you're probably going to have some really cool football stuff at Mississippi Made & More. Am I right about that?
We do. We started getting in football items about 2 weeks ago, and boy, that just really gets you in the spirit. I'm so excited and looking forward to fall and all things fall and football, and won't be long till we'll have that first game over at the stadium. What is it, the end of August or first of September?
Is it the first of September?
Second, I think.
I have to tell you this story, second Melissa. Week. My wife has a very dear friend up in Greenville, Mississippi, named Rosie Barnes, and in a phone conversation they were having just a week or so ago, which they have these long phone conversations about once a week, she brings up to Angela out of the blue about this really cool store in Hattiesburg, Mississippi Made & More, and how she's been buying stuff online from Mississippi Made & More. Of course, Angela fills her in real quickly about you and how we all know one another. So it made me curious. Are you doing a lot of online business? Apparently, the name of your store is really out there.
Right. Our website actually is still in process. They were probably talking about the Mississippi Gift Company. We get confused with them a lot, but they're up in the Greenville area, I believe. But we do a lot of, you know, business and trading with them as well. But that's probably the online store that they were speaking
of. But can people buy stuff online from your store?
You can. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm pretty sure she was talking about your store, because she told Angela it was in Hattiesburg, and Angela promised to go down there and get her some of that chocolate coffee that you turned us on to some time back.
Oh, yeah. So we have Green Coffee from downtown Hattiesburg, and we have about 12 flavors out, and my favorite is the Mad Mama. We can't keep that in the store.
Yeah, that's it.
So we always order triple of that.
Right.
Tommy Teeple does a really good job with that downtown, and we just love our local vendors so much.
All right, so where are all your vendors from these days? I mean, I know they're all from Mississippi, or largely from Mississippi. All over the state, right. I gather?
Right. Outside of Hattiesburg, and, you know, over the past year, we've gained so many more local Hattiesburg, Jones County vendors. But outside of that, Grenada and Hernando.
Yeah, up in the Delta. Now, Luke, I know that Lauren is no stranger to Mississippi Made & More.
Yeah, I mean, the last time that I was in there, I mean, we didn't cheat a part of the state. We went Delta, we went the hills of the Northeast, we went south, and we went to the coast. So Lauren got the full experience. Absolutely, great store.
Right. As far as, you know, Southern Miss and football and all the other Mississippi teams, we're geared up with, you know, team labeled. Oh my gosh, decanters, cutting boards. Flask, local engraved, you know, glass sets, and then we have those famous baseball bat decanter sets with the actual glass baseball is the decanter, and then you got the four glasses that match, and we've got a guy locally that engraves anything on those, so we've done everything from Southern Miss to the Ole Miss Championship logo, and then we've got tumblers and goodness, just the, you know, flag boards, and just the store full of everything personalized. And if it's not engraved the way that you like it, that's complimentary. Mm-hmm. We can engrave on everything from leather to glass to wood. Anything that we sell in the store is complimentary personalization.
Now, Melissa, did I hear you say flasks?
Yes.
And no doubt they can be easily concealed. should you need to conceal
them?
It fit in your sock, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
So a lot of really cool stuff.
Snuggle that
for tailgating. Am I right about that, Melissa?
That's right. Lots of platters and everything tailgate. But we're just so excited about football season.
Oh, yeah. Luke, I think you were trying to ask a question. Go ahead.
No, I just said, Melissa, whenever Kelly's up to no good, there's no reason to answer the question.
Kelly's always up to no good, and there's always a punchline.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where he's going to go with the sentence. I always hold my breath.
You think you hold your breath, Melissa? You ought to be responsible for this radio show.
I sometimes
turn blue. I'm holding my breath so badly. All right, Melissa. Well, tell people where you are and how they can come see you.
And the online address.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. So, yes, it's Mississippi Made and More at .com, and that is Mississippi Made and More, all spelt out. .com, so you can visit us online, or our favorite is when you come in the store and visit with us. We're located right beside FedEx, around the corner from Best Buy on Hardy Street at 4600 Hardy Street, Suite 28. And we take phone orders all the time. If you want to send a gift and know about what you want and a budget, we're happy to help you with that. And we also deliver.
And I got to tell you, last fall I went up to Iowa State Homecoming, where I matriculated at Iowa State, and the family that hosted me there that weekend, on Monday, I called Melissa and I said, let's Mississippi these people, right? So she got a really nice Mississippi like shaped tray and filled it with jellies and jams and things that were very distinctly Mississippi, and she shipped it. It was great, and they loved it. Loved it. So I've got another place to hang out if I ever go back to homecoming.
Yeah, so a good example of what they do there.
Right.
Well, Melissa, we appreciate you very, very much, and we just wanted to say hello to you. We hadn't had you on the show in a while, and wanted to see how you're doing, and it sounds like you and your store are just doing great.
We are, and, it's time we all reconnected and got back in the mode, and the schools are starting back, and all the kids are moved into the dorm, and it's just a very exciting time of the year. And, we never failed to mention Coach Corky Palmer on the show,
right,
and just want y'all to know that we are all praying for him and his family this week, and just loving him and his family through everything they're going through right now.
And okay, That's very well said. Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate you as always.
Have a blessed day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Melissa Socher, everybody. Mississippi Made It More. This is a lady that does far, far, far more charity work than most people realize that don't know her. She is just kind of like an energizer bunny when it comes to doing good things for people.
And you reap what you sow. I mean, that's kind of scriptural, isn't it? I mean, when you give back, but some people who do well don't necessarily give back, and it's always great that she always puts other people at the top of the list.
We also want to extend our best wishes to legendary Golden Eagle Ray Guy and his family. We understand that that Ray Guy is dealing with some health challenges at the moment, and so when you say your prayers tonight, you should hopefully include Coach Palmer and Ray Guy. And Luke, it'd be hard to overemphasize how legendary those two names are.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, Ray in the Hall of Fame, college award named after him. He's the he's the standard for all things. And then Corky, a man from Hattiesburg, poured his life into the university and only guy to ever take us to Omaha. So both those guys, absolute legends.
If we sound a little edgy here, it's because it's lightning like crazy. And you've never lived until you're on a radio station when lightning is crashing around you and the lights are dimming and you can hear the static in your headphones. It's a little disconcerting.
And all this electronic equipment we've got around us.
It's a little disconcerting, to say the least.
And we've got a glass window in front of us.
A big glass window. Shouldn't forget that. Hey, Bobay Beignet is the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour and a great place for you to enjoy and a really, really good treat. You walk in, order your beignets, they'll cook them for you right there in front of you. They'll bring them to you hot, covered in powdered sugar and a variety of toppings that you can put on them if you choose. And you can enjoy a great cup of coffee, cold or hot as well. It's just a wonderful place. Mobay Beignet on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. We're going to get off the headsets here for just a second, take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
I think Bob and Kelly both missed the Lightning. Y'all still there, by the way?
Yeah, we're here. We're a little edgy, but we're here.
Quick, Luke, quick.
Fourth segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you every day by DBAT and D1 Hattiesburg in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. DBATHattiesburg.com on Hardy Street. Great facilities, great staff, great people, great pro shop all there at DBAT and D1. Luke, Bob, and Kelly from the Southern Bancor Studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg. Hey, big shout out to our man, Kirk McCarty. Oak Grove's own Kirk McCarty. Guys got his second big league win yesterday. Both of those are out of the bullpen. Both of his wins are. Yesterday threw 3 1/3 down in Tampa Bay against the Rays. Gave up one run, struck out two, walked no one. He also pitched on the road at Boston, got his first win. I think you guys talked about that last week,
right?
26. But in the last 7 1/3 innings, old Curtis given up one run and has struck out three. So congratulations to – I'm sorry, no, he struck out six. So congratulations to Kirk McCarty with his second big league win. And Kelly's kind of what, you know, we were talking about a little earlier. Both of those games, McCarty's come in middle relief and thrown 4-1 and 3 1/3 in the other. So gets his second big league win yesterday.
This is the best he's been pitching all year long. And, you know, it came at a great time, a real pivotal time, because I'm not sure that he or Erica, his wife, knew exactly where he was going to wind up, you know, after going to Baltimore and releasing him just a couple days later, being re-signed by the Guardians. But, man, he's throwing his best stuff right now. Now, I know he has plans sometime in the future to go to law school. But this is a really good time to be pitching this well, because even though the Guardians aren't going to necessarily be a contender, they've got some decisions to make as to, you know, personnel for next year. So this is a good time to be performing well.
The Guardians, they're only, I think, one game out of first in the Central. That's a kind of it's a down year for the AL Central. Yeah, the Twins. 53-48, and the Guardians just one game behind. Matt Wallner, of course, with the Twins and Saint and Triple A with Saint Paul. But yeah, I was looking back at that box score on the 26th when they played the Red Sox, and it's pretty cool, guys. Nick Sandlin handed the ball off to Kirk McCarty in a Major League Baseball game. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's it. And the odds of that happening are just, I would think, very remote. All right, so Landon Harper is one of the five Golden Eagle pitchers drafted that has left the program. That kind of surprised us a little bit. He's going to be on the show tomorrow to tell us what his thinking was and his thoughts about so many Golden Eagle pitchers being drafted. Patrick McGee will update us Wednesday on the New Orleans Saints. We have the interim president of the college, Joe Paul, scheduled to visit us Thursday. Lee Roberts will talk to us about the first day of camp, football camp, come this Friday. And then also on Friday,
the visitor from the East
is definitely coming. He is on his way here now.
Yeah, he has to start 4 days in advance because, you know, hump is not exactly Uber. No,
let's wait for our favorite part here of Kelnick's music.
Or did she already do it?
There she is. Yeah. There she is. She never lets us down. Right. Kelnack will be on the show Friday afternoon, and we expect him to be loaded for bear or camels or whatever he's loaded for.
Yeah, that's right.
He may just be loaded.
Yeah. Don't we have to get like a preseason football report from Phil Hall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
is that not going to happen?
Oh yeah, he's drinking six pots of coffee starting now, so that he'll be fired up.
Yeah, so we've got all sorts of good interviews coming up for you here in the next few days and weeks on the Eagle Hour.
I do want to get a special camp interview. I'm going to work on getting Marchant Kenny on the show because his roommate in Van Hall back in the day, I think it was like a python, and that when they would grill. They would bring that python out in the grass, and that thing would stretch out, and it would be 10 or 12 feet long. And then you got to understand, for those of us that didn't live in Van Hall, like for quite some, you know, except for really two-a-days, there was certain things we missed. And one of those things that the guys that lived off campus when Marchant played was there was like a monthly feeding of the snake. And they would put it up like on the bulletin boards in Van Hall, and everybody would come in the dorm room for the feeding. So there are things that happen in Van Hall that probably should stay in Van Hall.
Amen.
Yeah, we're working on getting Marchant on the show.
Who I think they just honorarily put his jersey up at 4th Street Bar and Grill, if I'm not mistaken about
that. And Gabe Montenegro showed up as like a guest.
Is that not crazy?
Tell me.
Work on that, Luke. Let's get Marchant back on the show. I'd enjoy talking to him. I'm sure our listeners would love hearing from him.
And I'm going to head to practice on Friday morning, all things considered, if everything goes as planned. I'm going to go Friday morning to practice, maybe get some interviews with some of the players as they embark
upon. Please don't get thrown out.
I won't. Yeah. I'll behave myself, I promise. Right. That'll be Friday morning. So we'll have some audio of the guys maybe next week as they head into practice.
All right. Monday's in the books. Landon Harper tomorrow on the Eagle Hour. We'll have some more great guests for you as well as the week develops. We hope you'll join us each and every day. And until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.